You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Flashlight in the face, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
What happened there?
1 o'clock in the morning. I thought I was having a dream. There's a light in my eyeballs. Was this the brain hemorrhage that Dave was talking about? Is this the light?
I hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep.
My wife with the flashlight in my face searching the room. She's like, can you hear that? Can you hear it? I'm like, no. I was sleeping. I can't hear anything. She's like, something's coming in through the ceiling. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, no. I bet it's a squirrel.
How did that play itself out then?
She's currently downstairs on the couch.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
There's a new headset involved. I notice what's going on. Looks like you're about to take people on a Call of Duty. I love it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. Guess who's got his reads? This guy. Time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, John Mara addressed the media yesterday. Can we get this out of the way first before we even dissect what he had to say? Did you hear the Giants wouldn't make this live?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
What are you doing?
I have no idea. I mean, you're the one with the Giants insiders that text you before things are going to happen. You ask them why it happened.
I think it's such a bad look, isn't it?
Well, I mean, they're not like the show where we have total transparency.
Obviously not. So what is the point of that, do you think? That, God forbid, something goes horribly wrong, it just doesn't make it onto the Zoom call?
Well, no. I mean, I guess if you watch it live, if a question gets asked that you don't like.
So now they have kind of complete control over what's allowed in and not?
Or what they're going to post, yeah, maybe. Or what they're going to post afterwards.
Yeah, but can't you just, if there's a question that you feel is inappropriate or you don't like, can't you just avoid the question anyway?
Yeah, but do you really want to avoid any of the questions, though?
Yeah, but you don't think if, make up a reporter's name. You don't think if Renan asks a question, he gets heated and uncomfortable and maybe there's a little, back and forth and it doesn't make it onto the Zoom. You don't think that Renan brings that to the table? I asked X, Y, and Z about Joe Judge and they eliminated it from the conversation?
No, of course. Of course, that's what happens.
Right. There's how many reporters are on this thing?
Well, I mean, there was. I can't give you an exact number, but I mean,
a lot though.
Well, yeah, you can't. I mean, this is the story right now. The Giants are the story. Moving on from Joe Judge was the story. Like,
is it fair to say the Giants are? And really, I mean this: the number one story in sports right now, until the games kick off on Saturday.
Yeah, and for all the wrong reasons. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, Miami was right up there with the whole Brian Flores being fired.
Which was a minute, yeah.
But now, I mean, this is, again, I mean, say what you want about the Giants. They're a dumpster fire. They're a laughingstock. But it is still the Giants. I mean, you heard in that clip we played from Greeny. This is one of those legacy franchises. So when stuff like this happens with the Giants, it becomes a big story.
Let's hear from John Mara. He spoke. This is what was said. I have a lot of cuts. So let's quickly run through as many as we possibly can. Was the press conference the last straw for Joe Judge after the game against Chicago?
Obviously, I wasn't thrilled with that particular press conference, but I can't say there was one specific act that was the last straw. It was just a culmination of things. We just got to a point where I thought we had dug ourselves a hole so deep that I didn't see a clear path to getting out of it unless we completely blew it up and started all over again with a new general manager and a new head coach. I still think that there is a really good head coach inside of Joe Judge. I just felt like given where we are right now on the the verge of bringing in a new general manager. We have to give that person the flexibility to bring in the head coach that he wants. And I think that was a large part of the decision here in making a change. I just felt like we really needed to just start from the ground up again.
See, I like that answer. I mean, you're not pleased that it got to this, but I think that's the answer you're looking for if you're a fan of the Giants, no?
No, that's exactly the answer. But I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I think that's why it took a couple days. I think if it was up to John Mara, he probably would have said, you know, let's keep Joe Judge for another year. But, you know, after having the meetings, you know, calling or picking up the phone to call potential GM candidates, they realized that if we're going to get the guy that we want that's going to actually be capable of turning this thing around, he doesn't want to have Joe Judge as his head coach.
Of course. Nobody would. What else was concerning, upsetting for John Mara? The quarterback sneaks were very troubling.
Obviously, those weren't my favorite play calls in the world. I wish we had run that back when Pisarcik was here. But that was just one minor factor in the overall scheme of things. Obviously, not what I was looking for watching the game. But, you know, you can point to any number of play calls that any of us could have second-guessed. But it was a bit of a surprise to me, let's put it that way.
I mean, this is a guy that's so patient and so relaxed, and you see, is not, you know, jump at things when it happens negatively, was completely taken off guard by quarterback sneaks in second and third down.
Yeah, but those weren't even play. Like, there are plenty of plays during a game that you'll question after the fact because they don't work. Like, I mean, the Alex Bachman jet sweep that got blown up on fourth and one, that would be a play. Like,
yeah, but those plays happen. Like,
that's
you
I mean.
Run plays that don't work, and that's just part of the game of football. This is not. Running quarterback sneaks on second and third down from your own four-yard line is not within the fabric of football.
Well, no, you're not second-guessing. You're first-guessing it. You're watching that, and you're like, what the hell are we doing right now? Like, why are we calling those plays? I thought when Joe Judge got this job, he talked about, you know, each play would tell a story, and we compete for, you know,
it was a story.
Minutes.
Yeah, it was a fully scripted. It was this. I should get fired.
I mean, he did himself no favors.
No favors. Now, I thought this was a very interesting question and answer. Is this the low point of your time with the Giants?
Is this your lowest moment in your association with the Giants? I mean, is this as embarrassed as you've been about the franchise?
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. So honestly, I'm not proud of saying this, but if I'm going to be 100% honest, I would have to say the answer is yes.
I mean, how about that? I mean, this is a guy that lived through the 70s here. And the last 5 years have been a lower point. He's what, 67, 68 years old? He's been around this organization since he's a child. And this is the low point? This is some kind of low point, huh?
Yeah, but you said it, though. I mean, they've now got into that laughingstock territory where they become a punchline. I mean, last 5 years, Dave, I mean, they're the worst team in football. The worst. And on top of that, they're a joke now. So, yeah, there's got to be some. I mean, there has to be some embarrassment.
Well, of course. I mean, they're embarrassing. There should be some embarrassment. DPH Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, why should the Giant fan base trust you? Here again is John Mara.
Well, I haven't given him any reason to believe that. It's up to me to make the right choices, up to Steve and I to make the right choices going forward to earn back their trust. And that is not going to be an overnight process. That's going to take some time, but it starts with getting the general manager pick done correctly and then with hiring the right head coach. Now, that's going to be a process that we're going to have to earn their trust again. And as I said, that's not going to happen overnight.
It's not, but you can quickly regain the trust of this fan base. They want to. Like, people are not out here wanting to not believe you and want to trust you. It's just that this is the position you've put them in. But if you hit on this GM, things will change very quickly.
Yeah, but to his point, though, you won't know. I mean, how many people know? I mean, you read the list of candidates. Like, you know, you don't know who these guys are. You know, I mean, you don't know where they've worked.
No. I mean, listen, what I've started to do, and this is true. Listen, we're in the industry. Do you know who Joe Sheen is? You know,
I do now.
You know who he is and where, but you don't know anything about him, right? You know his history now. You've read about it. Joe Hortus. Do you know anything about him? No, not really. Like, the coaches you know a little bit about. the potential GMs, which is in almost everyone's mind the most important hire, you're flying blind here. And that's people that are like involved in football really don't know much about these guys. So you have to have blind faith that the Giants are going to finally, for the first time in a long time, do well when they put this guy in the position that he's going to be in very soon.
Yeah, well, here's the hope, right? And this will go a long way in the Giants fan base starting to regain trust and ownership, is if they stay true to their word and they do go outside the organization.
But it feels like that's a done deal, doesn't it? Like, I would be stunned if they didn't go outside the organization now.
No, I agree with you. But that's step one. That's step one. Get comfortable with being a little uncomfortable. Bring someone in, fresh set of eyes, that doesn't, you know, is not familiar with the way the Giants do business.
Yep.
And they can take all the emotion out of it and really assess what needs to be done moving forward.
This is interesting. And I think the answer, even before we hear it, is absolutely it's desirable. But here's John Mara. How desirable is the GM job?
Based on the number of inquiries that I've had from prospective candidates, we're not going to be able to interview even 20% of all of them. This is a very desirable job. We happen to have a lot of draft capital coming up. I think this is an organization that people want to work for. So I've been heartened by the fact that so many people have expressed an interest, and including people who are very talented and who have a legitimate shot at getting the job. We haven't been turned down by anybody yet.
I have zero doubt that the Giants is a desirable job.
Yeah, but think about the guy. I mean, we don't know who they're going to end up hiring, right? They go through all this, all the interviews and everything else. They've had a couple, and we'll see. And you know, you're going to base how you feel about it largely on where this guy has gotten his experience, right? Oh, you know, we like Joe Douglas because he was, you know, of his past experience, the teams he's worked with, and the guys he's worked under. So he has all this, you know, all this experience. So now we felt like he takes that next step as the GM. That he'll be good at what he does. So you won't know, obviously. You'll recognize the name, you'll do whatever kind of research you want, and you'll lean on the fact that, you know, the team this guy worked for has had success, so he should know what he's doing. But the guy you're trying to attract, of course, the kind of personality that I would want, I want this guy to be borderline cocky, almost arrogant, where he says to himself, I'm so confident in what I can do. Yeah, give me the Giants. Give me these two first round draft picks. I'll make it work. That's what you want, because in the draw in New York is, if you're that confident in yourself and you think you can win, there's no, I mean, we talk about this all the time. There's no better place to win.
No better place to win. And you're telling me that if you, and you got to think that every single one of these guys has confidence and belief in himself. It's the Giants, right? It's New York. You got two first round picks. You got a high second round pick. You got two third round picks. Now you're in bad cap situation for now. That won't last forever. And they're going to let you do what you want to do. This is an attractive job.
And let's not forget the other thing, though. Even if it was, if it wasn't as attractive as it has been in the past, there's only 32 of these things. That's it.
You could have the most unattractive GM job in the NFL, and it's attractive.
Yeah, because again, it's like when we asked, and I knew it frustrated you, when we asked Mike T about, you know, the Giants job and would you keep Joe Judge? I mean, his answer. Yeah, I mean, I could work with her. They got talent here. I could make it work with Joe. Like, that's the level of confidence these guys have. Give me a situation, I'll make it work. So you're right. Even the worst NFL situation, these guys are so confident in what they're capable of doing that they'll make it. They'll take this bad situation and make it into a good situation.
And a good GM will do that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at you. Your arms up in the air, genuflecting. You don't know what to do with your arms right now.
Well, no, I got a new story. I have a story for the show. I'm so much more productive now with this headset.
What do you mean you have a story for the show?
I have the story for the show. I mean, I'm going through, you know, all the different news and stuff. So a group of senior citizens at a community center playing a card game. 73-year-old woman playing the card game brings a batch of beautiful, delicious brownies.
Oh, no.
From the house.
Oh, no.
Little did she realize.
They were her grandsons.
That her adult son had baked them with a half a pound of THC butter.
Oh, no. So what happened?
So she brought them to the card game, and they're all playing cards, eating the weed brownies, and they got all messed up.
Really?
Stay off the weed.
You can see, like, Betty, I'd love another, and these are delicious.
Yeah, I'm still hungry.
And these are wonderful, and I'm seeing things all over the place.
It said police responded to several calls of a possible poisoning. They were the playing cards at the community center, and were all under the influence when they arrived.
Really?
Yeah, you can't mess up. Dude, I'm telling you right now, you don't mess around with those.
Half a pound, by the way.
Half a pound. That mess you right up.
Who's her son, Walter White? My
Look
goodness.
At you. Look at you making Breaking Bad references now.
This is what I can do. By the way, you know what I started watching yesterday? Don't Look Up. Have you seen it yet?
I saw it, yeah.
I have 30 minutes to go.
I actually liked it. You like it so far?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's not great, but I'm enjoying it.
How funny is Jonah Hill, though?
He's terrific.
He's hilarious.
He really is. And Meryl Streep is good, too.
Yeah, I mean, that movie has an unbelievable cast.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett. Yeah, just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to love the ending, but yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'll let you know tomorrow. I'm going to watch it later today. All right, let's get to the Giants calls. 1-800-919-3776. We'd like to hear from you on the Giants. I do. And I'll tell you why I do, Rick, because I have no choice but to. It's like, do you have confidence? Yes. Because I can't sit here and think to myself, they're going to mess up the thing again. It's going to be another rebuild. Then 5 years from now, this guy will be awful. The coach will be awful. They'll do it again. Like, I believe, and I could be wrong, and I hope I'm not, I believe this is it. They're gonna hit with the GM. He'll hire a great coach, and this is the beginning of change with the Giants. So we hear all the time, you're so negative. It's so unfair. You know what? I think I'm fairly negative. Like I think I'm fair with my negativity. But in this case, I'm optimistic.
You know what, though? Here's the interesting part, though, is, and you kind of alluded to this. So we start going over all these different candidates for GM. And, I mean, you know the teams they work for. I guess when you start, you know, reading up.
And I like
you get
that.
Excited.
They're all successful franchises.
No, I know, but there's no track record, right? Like, you want this thing to turn around, and you want to hit on the GM, but you don't. Like, you don't really know. Like, with the coaches, at least you know. Like, I've seen some of these candidates. I've seen be head coaches. They've had success, or they haven't had success. So you kind of have an idea of what you're getting. This guy's been a, you know, I know what Byron Leftwich has done as an offensive coordinator, or what. Like, I've seen Todd Bowles be a head coach and a defensive coordinator. Like, I have some idea.
There's a track record. You know what? At least you know who they are. For the most part, with these GMs, let's be fair. 99 out of every 100 people, including me, I can't speak for you on everyone, but including me, I never heard of almost all of these guys.
No. And so, I mean, it's a leap of faith. I mean, it really is. You're going on recommendations. You're going on, you know, how you feel about the person when you do.
But I guess my question is, why would you choose to have a negative leap of faith when you can have a positive leap of faith? Like, that's just your personal choice.
Well, no. Again, but I think it speaks to him saying he has to earn back the trust. Because right now, as much as he wants to say it, that we're going to go outside of the organization and find someone new to bring in, you won't believe it until it actually happens.
Oh, God. Keep
your fingers
crossed.
How worked up. Listen, you saw how worked up he got when they started asking about his brother and his nephew. He got worked up.
That hit home.
So, I mean, that's it. And that's not changing. I mean, he actually at one point said that his nephew is one of the most respected people in the building.
He's been with this franchise since he's a kid.
No, I know. But again, when you pull up Giants front office and you pull up player personnel, two of the three names on the top of the player personnel are his brother and his nephew.
Here's how it has to work. And those guys are going nowhere. They're not going anywhere. You have to hire your GM. Those guys can do their work, present what they believe to the GM, and it's the GM's choice. If what is it, Tim McDonald, is that his name?
That's Tim McDonald. That's his nephew, yeah.
Yeah, if Tim McDonald and Chris Mara are your ultimate decision makers, which I do not believe that they will be, if they are, this will continue. If they can present their ideas to the new GM and he can now take or leave what they present, I'm fine with that.
Okay, but here, let's be transparent. Let's be honest, because that's what we do on the show. That sounds great, but you're the GM, and we realize, for the most part, you only get one shot at this. And John Mara tells you, okay, you have carte blanche. Ultimately, it's going to be your decisions. And now I have Chris Mara coming to my office, and he lays out, you know, all the reasons why we should sign this player or draft this player. I'm gonna tell him no.
Don't
and not
you have
be nervous
to?
That I'm telling him no.
Don't you have to?
He's one of the owners of the team.
So what?
I just think that puts you in a weird spot.
Well, here's the thing I'll even say. If you're 50-50 and he's pushing this guy over another guy, okay, fine. If you feel a certain way about whoever it happens to be, you can't be bullied because this guy is you can't be.
But that's an uncomfortable position to put
you know what?
In.
This is an uncomfortable life is uncomfortable. You can't. If you have conviction and you're good at your job and they come to you and say, this is who we want, and you do not agree, if you relent and you give in, I mean, then you're Dave Gettleman is what you are.
Yeah, but how
are.
Does that conversation go, though? Say you do. Say you take it out, you slap it on the table, and you say, you know what, Chris? No, we're not doing that. And then all of a sudden, whoever this player was signed somewhere else and is great. You don't think Chris is going to John going, hey, listen, I told him.
I do.
I told him he should have signed this guy.
But you know what you have to hope happens? That guy is good, and the guy that you take is better. You have to have conviction in yourself, in your own job, and your own ability.
All I'm saying is it's a weird dynamic.
I would agree with that. It's a weird dynamic. But if you know these guys, they all think that they are the greatest. They all think they can fix this thing without any doubt in their minds. So they're given the keys to the car. If McDonald, if Chris Mara, whoever comes to them and says, I think we should go with this avenue, you can't do it. You know, sometimes you have to have tough love. Sometimes you have to have difficult conversations. Maybe this is one of those times. I can't sit here and have guys that shouldn't be dictating things within this organization.
No, I know. And I don't disagree with you. And I think that's been part of the problem. I'm just saying that if I was in the position as a GM, it would be hard being put in a spot where one of the owners of the team, who's now the senior vice president of player personnel, is trying to sell me on doing something. I'm going to tell him no, knowing that at some point he's probably going to go to his brother, John, and tell him, you know, I tried. This is what I suggested, and he said no.
Listen, you know how you counteract that and how you win that battle? If your guy's better than his guy. If you draft a guy that's terrific and he drafts a guy that's good and your guy's better, what is he going to do? I really wanted this guy, but he made me take Micah Parsons. No. That's a losing situation. He'll only go to his brother if, in fact, what he wanted was successful, and what he wound up going with was not. So you're gonna have to be tough if you're the new GM.
Well, I know, but okay. So here's another example, right? So I mean, he actually said it. He said Tim McDonald is one of the most well-respected people in that building. Is he the most well-respected because he's great at what he does, or is because people tell him he's great at what he does because he's the owner's nephew?
Yeah, it's a very, very fair point. I don't know. I don't, but I know this new GM has a lot of work to do.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Now you got Knobservations, you got DHIF, you got Is It a Real College just like 9 minutes away. RJ, do you feel like I'm honing in, by the way, on your segment with Is This a Real College or Not? Because I don't want to do that.
No, you are guiding this ship. Steer us where you
We know the vitriol and anger, and you are, as we call you, Geppetto. So the last thing I want to do is anger you. So if I am doing that in any way, just be honest and tell me, you know what, you're annoying me.
No, you say that, and you don't want to anger me. The worst thing that I can do, in my mind, is anger you, because then I'll hear this.
I hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep. You've never heard that.
I know, but I could. It's out there.
Should I not have said that?
Probably not.
All right. Well, maybe that was a mistake.
Well, there was some concern. I mean, at 1 o'clock in the morning, when you see a bright, shiny light in your coast, just wished a brain hemorrhage.
So you thought that was it? You thought you were seeing the light?
Yeah, I was like, all right, are these gates going to open or what?
By the way, does she have no idea how to wake somebody up?
I don't think she didn't even realize, Dave. I don't think she was trying to wake me up. I mean, you're talking about a woman that before we go into bed, like rips the bed apart, lifts up pillows to see if there's a spider in the bed.
Cassie has some real issues.
You probably eat spiders. Like, isn't there some like kind of stat that you eat a certain amount of spiders in your sleep a year?
There is?
Yes.
Oh, let's go to calls. I didn't know that. Really?
Yes.
You're eating spiders?
Yeah, you eat spiders in your sleep. They crawl right in your mouth.
Do me a favor, guys. RJ, Raymond, look this up and see how many, on average, spiders you're eating during the course of a year.
I have heard this, and that is a thing. I'm not sure that I believe it. Not sure that I believe it, though.
Please, look it up, and for the love of God, tell me it's not true. It's on Snopes. Oh, God, that's awful. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, go ahead. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How we doing, guys?
We're doing great, Cullum. How are you?
I'm good. So, obviously, you guys are talking about the whole mayor thing and what do we do for the GM. I mean, I got no faith in what mayor is going to do. I need to see it to believe it. And, obviously, the GM comes first, and the GM seems like more important. But I just want to get your opinion and give you my opinion on the coaching thing. I think they have to get an offensive-minded coach in here. You look around the league, you look at Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, Zach Taylor, Cliff Kingsbury, even Kevin Stefanski, Frank Wright, that are not in the playoffs. These are offensive coaches, and all the good teams right now are offensive-minded coaches, about 80 to 90%.
All right, so call them. I offer you Brian Daboll. You love that?
Yeah, I do. And just the really thing is, everything about this league is tailored to offense, and making offense easy. Get into the 21st century and get a guy who could do the X's and O's on offense. You don't need someone who's a freaking whatever game manager or this, that, or hard nosed this, hard nosed that. You got to get a guy with X's and O's who can out coach people and out scheme. That's all that matters right now in the league.
I think they'll go offensive mind. I do. Bieniemy, I think, is out there. Brian Daboll is someone that they're very interested in. So we'll see. We sit here and we wait.
Yeah, I said this to you yesterday. My only concern with that is if all of a sudden you bring in one of these guys, it could be Bieniemy, Leftwich, whoever it is, you bring them in, and they're going to be your head coach, but they also want to be the guy that calls the plays. If your quarterback's not very good, I mean, it's what happened in Chicago with Matt Nagy. The guy did make the playoffs
with
right?
Mitch Trubisky.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
And Mitch Trubisky's not a good quarterback, so he's the one calling the plays. If the quarterback's not getting better and your offense isn't very good, then the one that's going to pay the price is your head coach, and that's not what you want.
No, but you have to figure if they keep Daniel Jones for the year and he's not very good, he's now gone and you move in another direction.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like Carolina, for example, right? The quarterback situation is a mess. And there was some question as to whether or not they're going to keep Matt Rhule. If Matt Rhule was the guy that was calling the plays and the offense stunk, do you think that Matt Rhule still has his job?
No.
No, he probably doesn't.
Well, in fact, who was calling the plays and the offense stunk?
And he's gone.
And Joe Brady, and he got
fired. That's
what I mean. So, yeah, no, it's a valid point.
I would rather replace the offensive coordinator than have to replace the head coach.
Let's go to Zach in Hamilton. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say, 2022 is a year of positivity. And from a Cowboy fan, Dave, I hope the Giants get this search right, and I hope we have a competitive rivalry for years to come.
Now, here's what I'd like to know.
You're not a real Cowboys
fan. Is this genuine, or are you, like, talking down to me like I'm a child?
No. I genuinely want a competitive rivalry. I think football's better when the Cowboys and the Giants have a great rivalry going.
Wow.
What kind of Cowboy fan are you?
He's a mature man.
I'm trying to be positive this year, Rick.
No, you should be positive that the Giants are going to screw this up. I don't want the teams in my division to get better.
Or bad energy like that puts bad energy on the Cowboys, and that's why
you have plenty of your own bad energy.
Let's be positive this year.
Trying to pretend like you hope the Giants get good is
yeah. Your team hasn't won anything in 2.5
decades. No, because if I'm negative, then it puts negative karma towards the Cowboys.
No, be true
yourself. So we're going to be positive this year.
All right. Well, I hope the Giants hit a home run. I hope the Cowboys stink. Santi, you agree with that? You hope good things for the Giants too?
No, because you don't make it easy to root for the Giants to do well, I'll be honest with you. But
why would any fan in their right mind wish good things for a division rival?
Maybe he's a very mature fan.
I do think it's kind of condescending to say, oh, I hope that you're good and we have a competitive rival. I do think that's
But he was talking down to me, right?
He may not have seen it that way, but I could see why you would see it that way.
Yeah, I feel like he was patting me on the head like I was a little stepchild. He's like, oh, sure, I love you.
See, I think he was being serious.
You think he wants the Giants to get good? Why would you ever want a team in your division to get good?
As a player, you don't want the teams in your division to be good. If I'm someone on Washington or Philly or Dallas, right, I'm hoping like hell that they screw this up.
When I was on in Washington D.C. yesterday, they said they were very upset that the Giants fired Joe Judge. They wanted to see him hang around forever.
Well, they're the clown show organization, so.
And then I got angry. I said, you guys are rooting for Joe Judge to keep his job? Look at you. You guys stink. Like, well, better than you.
Wow. That
but is that like what you're looking interview. For? Really? Like, if I was Washington and they were what we are, would I take great solace in being 6-11 or 7-10 and just better than them? No, I want to be good.
No, but you'll take solace. Make sure
no, there's
good.
No solace there. By the way, Ray, who sits here and says, oh, I don't care how far we go. I just want to be competitive in the postseason. Did you hear what Jerry Jones said yesterday on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, the very same station I said I would not go on yesterday?
Oh, so that's the station.
No, it sure is, baby.
Well, Jerry Jones says a lot of things, I'm going
to
say.
Well, let's take a listen to what Jerry had to say yesterday. He said it's Super Bowl or bust.
How do you define success once you make the play? Is it title or bust for you?
Unquestionably. There's no in-between. A lot of that has got to do with availability of your players at that time. We're in good shape. We're in real good shape right now. And so, we should be excited and be planning on it.
So there you go.
I don't hear Super Bowl or bust there.
Well, that's what it says.
I hear the caveat of if everyone is healthy, but
well, everyone. I mean, come on, stop it. I will say this.
What, wasn't the question Super Bowl or bust? And he said yes.
Yeah, the question was Super Bowl or bust, and he said yeah, absolutely.
Man, like I said, Jerry Jones says lots of things.
So you don't agree with that?
Listen, I think it should be Super Bowl should be what you're shooting for. But
let me ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me. If the Cowboys lose this game, is it a failed season?
Absolutely.
Okay. If the Cowboys win this game and lose the next game, is it a disappointing season?
I would say it's disappointing from this point because you did win your division. Yeah, you had 12 wins.
And if the Cowboys get to the NFC Championship game and lose in Green Bay, I still think you feel pretty good about that, right?
You feel better about it, but I mean, you don't want to lose to Aaron Rodgers again, but losing in Green Bay, you can sort of like say,
there's no embarrassment there.
Yeah, it's not really embarrassing, sure.
See, that's what we need for the show, for just life to move forward in a positive way. Lose this week, full all-on disaster.
I mean, that's what you can root for. That's great.
Oh, that's what I'm rooting for. RJ, that's who we're rooting for, right?
Why do you want Raymond?
RJ can't even get behind what you're saying.
Why do you want Raymond to be so miserable? I don't get it.
Look at him.
No.
That's what he's about.
No, that's not true. I'm about that because you root for the enemy. If you rooted for a team that I had no issue with, I wouldn't root for that for you. It's not like it's a Raymond issue.
He just happens to be associated
with a team that I deem to be evil.
I'm going to pull one from you. I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine. Do you remember 10 years ago when the Giants went on the Super Bowl run and you were nervous about every playoff game? And I told you outright, no, I think the Giants are going to wallop the Falcons the next week, I told you.
24-2.
Yeah, the next week I told you, yeah, you know what? I think the Giants match up really well with Green Bay. I think they're going to win that game.
Yeah, 38-21.
They won that game. Then the next week they played San Francisco. San Francisco has no type of offense. I think the Giants win that game.
Overtime win.
And then they played New England, and we all know what happened there. I said, yeah, I really do see the Giants going all the way.
So because you thought the Giants could go all the way doesn't mean you were rooting for the Giants.
I wasn't over here saying, oh boy, I hope the Giants completely like wet the bed.
But internally, I want you to be miserable. You wanted that to happen.
Okay, but I didn't vocalize that.
You know what? 10 years ago was a lifetime ago.
Yes, it was a lifetime ago.
We were just getting to know each other. We were just at the early stages of our friendship.
I could have been a complete jerk to you is my point. Like, you're being to me. Like,
sorry.
I was there to like reassure you and tell you I don't think you have anything to worry about this week. I think the Giants are going to be. And that's not your strategy. That's not what you're about.
Sorry,
just like you were to that poor Cowboys.
I'm not
going
to cave to the pressure of 10 years ago. Not 10 years ago. There was no Twitter. 10 years ago, I wasn't seeing. Oh, here we go again. Oh, Giants stink. Oh, look. Oh, look at that. I can quote tweet that. Embarrassing Dave. Embarrassing the Giants. Oh, how many touchdown catches does Kenny Golladay have? Less than Andrew Thomas. I'm sick of it. I'm done. So don't try to convince me to get on your side. 10 years ago.
Don't be mad at me because your organization is inept. That's not my fault.
Wow. Here he goes. With a little tweak. Little tweaks. And you know that Geppetto is right behind him saying, keep doing it. Keep going with it. You know what? I'm not falling for it. Go Niners. Fruit baskets involved. I'm not playing this game anymore. All right.
I have an update for you.
I'll go to an observations if and when I want to go to an observations. Okay? Maybe we don't do it today.
You've already hijacked half the segment, so why not?
You have to go to it. I teased it.
I don't have to do anything. That's the beauty of this. I do what I want to do, all right? And this is what I want to do at the moment. I have an update for you. Do we really swallow spiders when we sleep? This is from Britannica.com. Completely false.
It's a myth, yeah.
The belief that we swallow an average of 8 spiders in our sleep every year has become so ingrained in popular culture that many people now accept it as fact. The reality is quite different. We do not swallow spiders at all. Thank God.
Yeah, but you're probably small. I mean, you probably at some point swallowed one.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
But not continuously year after year after year.
Yeah, no, 8. I mean, 8's a lot.
That's a lot of consumption of the spider. All right. And that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. And now and only now will we do an observations.
If you say something like this...
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this...
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are knobservations.
Hi, yes. I apologize for not answering you earlier, Dave. I was talking
Whatever, I don't even care.
I was talking to our fine callers. Anyways, knobservations brought to you by Jack Pocket. You're angry today. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I have a grade. Is this a real college, by the way?
I've heard.
Yeah, it's terrific.
I've also heard this.
I'll go to an observations if and when I want to go to an observations. That's right.
Glad we established.
So let me see how this works now. I ask you a question. You're nowhere to be found. But I say something like that, and I said it like 30 seconds ago. Boom, it's ready to go.
I was talking to a caller.
It's fine.
I'm not going to hang up
on
them.
Continue.
Listen.
He was doing his job like you should have been and gone to an observations 5 minutes ago.
See? Right. I was rooting for you 10 years ago. Please stop it.
a lot of football to get to. But you guys are a fan of trivia, so I want to throw this at you. This from Hembo yesterday. Rick probably already saw it. He consumes everything.
Of course he did.
So there's a team out there that missed the playoffs. They played more minutes with a lead this season than the Packers and the Titans. Those are the two number one seeds. Do you know who that team is? It's very not.
I've seen it. I've seen it. I know the answer.
I'll say Buffalo.
No, missed the playoffs.
Buffalo. He said Buffalo's in the playoffs, you wagon.
I didn't hear that part of it.
All right, missed the playoffs.
Missed the playoffs last year. Yep. Ooh.
Gross loss. Grotesque loss.
To a team that is interviewing Bill O'Brien today, it seems.
Billy O.
Yep.
I don't know.
The Colts, you. Come on.
I didn't understand the question.
Right. That's apparent.
Because you weren't listening. Because you're too busy.
I got things going on here.
You punted. Yeah, you punted.
Power play that you just went on.
Yeah, you punted. It's fine.
He quarterback sneaked.
They're vocalizing things.
All righty. The Packers expect Aaron Rodgers to be 100% healthy next week after the first round bye. But in the meantime, what's Rodgers doing? He's talking to Pat McAfee, making fun of the Giants.
3rd and 9 on the -5. Oh, let's go with goal line personnel on a QB sneak.
You would call timeout there? We'd audible? Hey,
call that one in, Matt, and let's see what happens. That ain't flying.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Fourth quarter.
Unbelievable. The breakdown that Orlovsky had on that was pretty amazing.
That was Dave laughing. Also,
it's such a stupid take from Aaron Rodgers.
Go on.
Well, it is, because you're Aaron Rodgers. No one is going to ever call a quarterback sneak with you on third down.
He knows that. That's not what he's saying. He knows that. He's not saying that he would get the play call because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's saying in that moment, doesn't matter who the quarterback is, it's embarrassing.
No, he's saying if that was ever me, no. I'd freak out. We know that.
No, that is not what he was saying.
He should just be quiet. I've had enough of Aaron Rodgers, really.
You take Aaron Rodgers in a seat, you drive to Green Bay right now and pick him up.
Yeah, I absolutely would. 100%. But nobody, oh, Aaron. Oh, you're such a hysterical guy. Big liar.
They want to give me 4 years, $120 million. I'll laugh like that for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. He's a buddy. Oh, Aaron.
Hey, don't roll it out. All right.
Not with Dave's attitude. We're not going anywhere with this attitude.
Yeah, no.
We're going to Vegas.
That'll be the beginning of the end. All righty. So, do you remember Olin Krutz? I think you do. Longtime center for the Bears.
Of course, number 57.
That's right.
Love the crouton.
So
not the crouton, Olin Krutz.
Just saying, I like the crouton. Well,
who doesn't like the crouton?
Oh, big fan. So he was on with 670 The Score in Chicago, and they were talking to him and asking would he come aboard the Chicago staff if terms were right and help correct the offensive line. And here's what he said.
Are you talking about for free? Because the last time they offered me a job, they offered me $15 an hour. So that wasn't enough. So I wouldn't come in there and help them work because nothing is for free.
They didn't really offer you a job for $15 an hour, did they?
I wouldn't make that up, Danny. Yes, they did. That's the way they do business. What? Those are the things that have to change, right? This is what we're talking about, right?
Mm. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
It doesn't sound like it.
This guy was a multiple-time Pro Bowl center, and you offered him the same as like a fast food worker to help out on their offensive line?
I take it as a positive. If you're out there making $15 an hour listening to the show, we thank you, first of all. Second of all, you too could work for the Bears.
You too could fix their offensive line for $15 an hour.
Because $15 an hour.
You sit back as a fan, and you think certain things aren't possible in sports. Oh, it's so big. It's professional sports. You hear things.
It's all possible.
Yep, it's all.
Anything is possible.
Rick had to pay for sodas in a vending machine.
They sold my sweatshirt as a game you sweatshirt.
Didn't they take them out of your stall?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Where's my clothing? We sold it.
You can buy it back, though. It's out there. I'll give you a number.
For 120% of what we sold it at.
Did you see Joe Judge yesterday and the day he had? So after getting fired, Joe Judge was not going to let the world hold him down. Picture surfaced on TMZ. Either of you see this?
I saw it. I don't like this, by the way. Can't we just leave the guy alone?
Well, leave him alone or not, this is what happened. He ordered 9 pizzas.
My man.
And so many cases of Mick Ultra and Coors Light, they had to be dollied in. Which I respect.
I like that.
That's a man with...
Listen, he's had a tough couple of weeks, and he's going to let himself go a little bit.
He really has. Do you think he talks to his family the way he talks to the media and his team?
Yes. No, I bet he ordered the pizzas like that.
Oh, and 9 pizzas.
Give me those 9 pizzas right there. You can do it as hard as you can for as long as you can.
That's right. I want history to each pizza. I want a pepperoni with a history.
Do some push-ups. Here's my credit card number, but don't check on that right there.
Nothing that needs to be looked into or anything of that nature.
I've got great credit.
Great credit.
Nothing that needs to be looked into or anything of that nature.
That's right. Never lie to you. Never lie to anybody.
We're going to line up in the V formation here and sneak those pizzas right through the door, right? Right there.
That's right. Get out of the truck and just take one step forward.
Give me the reverse T-bone right there.
I'll meet you there.
Wife doesn't know I'm getting that beer, so let's sneak that right down the basement right there.
Meet you at the curb.
Oh, there's actually deers in my...
Don't tax yourself getting out of the car.
And you said just a minute ago we should leave the guy alone.
I know, but it's funny.
It's funny. It's not right, but it's funny.
I got roped in, but you guys evil.
Oh, all right. Raymond, how about an intro, please?
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
The man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
Well, that was very funny.
Hold on, quickly, too. Did you guys see this? Just to add on to the Joe Judge thing. Did you see how he told his staff that he got fired?
No.
He had his assistant send them a text.
That's nice.
Doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
By the way.
I file everything.
Come over for 9 pizzas and you're fired. Pizza, beer, and your resume. See you there.
I'm looking at eyes because I can see everything in your eyes.
Oh, it's sad that this is what it's turned into. But anyways, we move on. So this week's story starts with a good Samaritan. There's a gentleman, and he sees another guy lying on the sidewalk as he walks by. And he goes over to make sure he's okay and finds out that he's breathing and you know, puts two and two together and assumes he's going through a tough time if this man's sleeping on the sidewalk. So what does he do? He has some spare clothes with him. So he actually drops them next to the guy, thinking he's doing something right. So he starts to walk away. He's no more than 2 steps away. The man that's on the sidewalk bursts to his feet, runs towards the man that just gave him some clothes. You think he's going to tackle him or something. What does he do? Reaches into his pocket, takes his wallet, and runs away.
He mugged him.
But then he falls down.
Oh.
And the cops show up. Oh, and no. What's amazing is, I don't know if this was a mark, if he did some intel. When the cops recovered the wallet and cash, he had $1,500 on him.
Wow.
Why was he sleeping on the couch then?
I don't know.
Well, no, it wasn't the guy living on the streets' wallet, was it?
They just said he had $1,500 on him, so I doubt that wallet was holding $1,500 cash.
Well, no, is it the wallet that he stole from the guy?
It was $1,500 total. I don't know the itemized. He had cash of his own.
It sounds like he hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why is he sleeping on the street for then?
Yeah. What? So he's doing it to mug people.
Oh, it says a ruse.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea about this one.
Yeah, so did it happen in Florida?
I'm saying no.
I'm going to say no as well.
I will also say no.
That's a job well done. It's right here in our backyard. So this is, I tell you, be careful who you leave close to. It may anger someone.
Where'd it happen?
In Manhattan.
In New York City.
It did.
Do you have an actual location?
Bing bong. I do. It happened on 81st and 5th.
Well, that's prime real estate.
It's right around here.
Yeah, so be careful out there. See, we bring you a lot with DHIF. Not
we
always
really
laughing.
Do.
Sometimes this is why you're the best. Your reads are spotless.
His reads are better than our reads, by the way.
No, they're way better. No, they're way better. Pregnant Paul, I'm being honest. They're beautiful reads. But you know that Dave's going to ask you questions like that, so you have to know exactly where exactly.
You know what? You can berate me. That's a great story in its own right. Finding out it happened in New York City adds to it. 81st and 5th, that makes it much better.
No, I know, but this is why I'm giving him credit.
There's somebody on 81st and 5th at a stoplight right now just staring at people being like, you're the one.
You're the guy. Look at you. Your beautiful new champion sweatshirt. Your wallet full with cash.
All right. That's Knobs and DF brought to you by Jackpocket, the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games right on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
A little late night Rangers tonight, so Santiago can get no
sleep. When was the last time you paid for something in cash?
I went to the barber the other day, paid in cash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
could use a haircut. I can't even tell you. I mean, $1,500 in cash?
That's a lot. No, I haven't had cash like that in a long time.
No.
No, that's a lot of cash.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.